Thank you. plans for general. And the arrangement only was done for the with the support of God, welcoming all the positions. The nice thing that in terms of the new system act, the MEC give concurrent. Sometimes they are going to do like a fine, but we're able to say no, 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 fine. In terms of the appointment process, the people go through these interviews, they do go through independent competent assessment. In line with this guideline, so they will be able to do that. At this stage, we have also decided that treasurer is being involved in the appointment of audit committee members, because sometimes the audit committee, they do have meetings, but then say that in terms of governance, you rate them high. But the governance rating is high, is not being translated into the performance of the municipality. In governance, we are rated high, but when it comes to leadership in terms of performance, we are rated very, very low. And then these are the timelines we have agreed separately. All municipalities by 81 August that made submissions, such as the two municipalities. But we can just confirm now that the two municipalities that have not submitted for a year, they've already done the submission. And then we're assisting between 1 September to 18 November. We're ahead of all of us in the voting process. And then the issue that are requiring intervention, because you know when AG has not concluded his opinion on these issues and the management gets us, we have dealt with all the issues that were arising between the 3rd and the 31st of October. What we are going to do, Chairperson, because we might not influence them that much because of the work we have done, from the 15th of December to the 15th of January, then we have an idea that what are the audit outcomes for 2011-2012. So if we can accelerate these issues of meeting our targets for 2014, then we'll produce a comprehensive integrated support plan for each municipality between this period. And we want to share it with the committee just to be there to say that one day to call us, you'll be in a position to hold us accountable. And then from that period, then we'll do the implementation process in January to the date of June next year. Because that's the period we can be able to deal some of the issues as part of our first change to deal with the issues. The progress report made by these municipalities, I'm not going to go through it separately. It's just for information. Except to say that at the end of the day, the plans that were put as a province, which is facing that gun chart event, these important months are just an indication that as part of the support to municipalities, these are the areas around finance, supply chain, around HR, around IT, that the province will be concentrating on in supporting the municipalities in the province. Overall, Chair, we are on track in terms of improving municipal performance because around finances, because it restores public confidence. But we are still worried with each of the things, we are at 48% negative. Because multi-three qualification and services came up, our results are lukewarm. I want to thank my colleague here.
to remedy that situation. And when coming to JS Moroka, in his local municipality, where the offices were then, where people lost about the backup systems and everything. And I know it was not a protest issue. Are there people held responsible up to so far, or are there people arrested up to so far? Then when coming to Pietermaritzburg is one of the municipalities that is bringing Mpumalanga down and coming to whether it is improving and that. Where even the municipal manager was not in the know of the number of people who were working in the upgrading of the cleaning of streets. And we were just assisted, he was not in the know. I want to know how far is that municipal manager still in the employ of the municipality. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair, and also welcome the presentation. Chair, I think the emphasis that we are making in terms of service labor is a serious one, because during the local government week, for instance, Chair, and I'm relating this to the point that that HSB has highlighted in terms of the weaknesses in the IT section, because see, if your IT is checked out, you'll be able then to manage your registers or offer indigents. It's not just for process and procedural administration of or internal administration and mechanisms of the municipality to be correct, but also the fairness and effective and quality service delivery to the people. For instance, that means parts around issues, there were issues that were presented before this committee around, so service there. So it is a very important point for us to see, you know, that the department really has a timeline in terms of trying to get that system, that would be IT system, sorted out. The second point, Chair, that is important also for us is the oversight. The HOD has presented that they were from where they see that the oversight is now intact, so to speak, by text from what you are saying in the presentation. And it's indicating to us, Chair, that the impacts
I can put it on record. Since I've been in HOT for 3 years, we have been receiving unqualified public opinion. The latest opinion now, we don't have a matter of empathy, we just have an additional matter of people doing business with the state. I don't have the IT capacity to know who's doing my own officials doing business with other departments, not with my department with the additional matter. We should have received it in audit ourselves. But provincial treasurer has the people, and when the AG was in the province this week, they said if I don't get the king for me, the next time I'm in town, because I must lead by example. But all these years, on record, we've done well financially in terms of the result. The legislature also supports us, so very fortunate, because the former chair, the former chair of SCOPA is the chairperson of SCOPA for Southern Africa. All these MTECs in Bumala that are all there, they've been trained by SCOPA in Bumala. The legislature, our own Popolo Committee, and SCOPA have trained them. When I'm hearing from the ground that it should be tough on handlers and MMC, they are doing well. They are doing well. But then there is a legislative issue. The question around local government, the separation that it has happened here in terms of parliament, executive, provincial legislature, and the executive council, is still a gray area because of the system that is used. And our own minister and deputy minister, in terms of these reforms that we need to take, we think we have to separate it more. Because to find one municipality, we have 11 councillors, they must solve all these MMCs, the mayor must come in here, it's a little bit of a problem. But we just have to find the right system so that we can strengthen the oversight. But in the province at this stage, in terms of these new councillors, we don't have that problem. The question around service delivery vis-à-vis performance, the answer is yes and no. There are municipalities that you could see that in terms of financial performance, they are doing very well. But does it translate to the ground? Because our quest, which is the unintended consequences of Operation King Oli. You might want to do King Oli, you don't do anything, you fold your arms, you don't test the effectiveness of the system, you get good quality results. Therefore, the integration of performance information, whether we translate it there or not, is something that we are looking at Jefferson. But when it comes to the overall service delivery of the province, we would want probably at a particular point that you invite us here. When we have concluded our Section 47 report for the province, which is the state of municipalities. Because in the state of municipalities, we don't speak to one item from which is the financial. We speak even on the non-financial, the performance of these municipalities, the state in these municipalities. In the next few days, we'll be presenting our Section 47 report to the latest stage by NDC Nassau. So we can deal with that. We can indicate, Chairperson, that in Mpumalanga, we do a service delivery process. Especially, they've taken too much time in the municipalities that we've categorized them. We have done our own categorization. There are these municipalities that are formerly big towns. Emanating, we bank with a big town. Since where they have been meeting banks. In Bombella we have enough spread, and then you will have your government day when it's a full level. Those municipalities in terms of financial viability, they are fine. They need a collaboration, they should do well in terms of doing these issues. But there are these municipalities that are formerly homeless. No infrastructure, the biggest population of Kumarana is there. In terms of socio-economic vulnerability, they are highest in terms of being vulnerable. Protests are normally happening in bushfire areas. who are running that program, firstly is around policies. But then there's an issue around changing of the big committees, including the law that there is a new regulation to say let's even change members, because you have this problem at the end of the chain if you don't change these people. And then the question around the bonuses is long. We are not entitled to a bonus by in terms of the law and in terms of policy. You get a recognition, an incentive, a bonus because you have done well. There is a case where one fund manager has left now. Knowingly, she goes to a mayor when the term of office is expired. She gets a disclaimer for this money. She processes what we call this thing, she processes incentive bonuses for managers. Let's pay the organization. You give them bonuses. Now we have a mayor, you say the number, give them, but you get a bonus. Our laws are very clear, you can't get that bonus. And then there's a commitment to say, let's support it. You get a qualification, you get a system, and ask them opinion. You must actually, there must be consequences. Because how do we recognize performance? If there is a disclaimer, it means the AG can express an opinion in terms of your performance for the year. Therefore, there is an argument. I know that there was one decision that is not concluded yet. There is a view which more to the last number is that. Mostly this came out of the year. But we have not formalized that, but we are very clear. If anyone can get a bonus, why is the qualification in the system, our own MEC with the UA, with the power that are there, because we're also in terms of the system side supposed to look at the performance of the money. We can direct the municipality to recover that money. But then there is this thing which is your normal pay rise, which is inflation related. No, we're not interfering with that one. But I know that in the province there's a discussion that probably next year all of our four senior ministers must not attend this thing because the situation in the country is not as bad anymore. President just made an announcement, which is not as bad as, you know, he increased next year. And in our own province, which is Catholic HOD, we are going to go that opportunity to touch the man. Because once you give me that policy, then we'll have that discussion in the MM. But as long as we don't do well, we say as a province there must be consequences. For those who are doing well, we're saying recognition must be given. It's a balanced way of applying the law on performance management. The transfer of skills check is a government policy. I'm a consultant, they must not do these things to our people. You come in, one of the conditions we say every contract you must build in is to transfer skills. It's like even if you're a contractor, in terms of our own legislation as a country, you must promote local enterprises. You must employ the locals, not only as laborers, but including as management. The third element, you must empower them in terms of skills. In our case, the consultants, they are not properly managed, that's the one they do transfer skills. So that you can't be over dependent on them. It's in their interest not to transfer skills, because if they transfer skills, they will run out of business. But for us as government, we have a duty that if when they come in, because we import a skill we don't have, we must be able to ensure that we retain some of those skills internally. The only thing in Kumara that has been a problem is that you bring in a consultant, there are no people in position. That has been the disadvantage, that if there are no people in position, who will transfer the skill into? But now because the administration is becoming tamed, then we'll be able then to find the balance that when you come in, there's a clear deliverable about what skills are able to transfer and what are these other things that will see. That's why in terms of SVM, we concentrate on contract management, because many of the contractors, instead of being managed by administration, contractors themselves end up managing administration, which is something that is not desirable. With government, the question of people who are unqualified, we are fortunate that most positions in Malanga, all of them, MMs, all of them, they go through a new process. We appointed new people. Even if we are there, fortunately, I said in all of them, they will complete the test. The first come to MEC, we check them technically, are you qualified? There are those people that will discover that there is gaps in competency. We have directed all municipalities to say these areas identified by these independent organizations put a training plan. And we're going to be